This is TWiT.
We referred a little bit to you on MacBreak Weekly again this week because of our conversation about Jonathan Jodarski's OS 8 or OS 7 security issues. And yep. I think everybody has concluded that you are exactly right to the degree which you worry about those security issues.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I have a little follow-up this week both on that and Canvas fingerprinting. A big errata fix, which is my comment that I'm sure you saw this too. You must have received tweets and things that iOS 7 had not been jailbroken.
Yeah, I should have stopped you on that one. I wasn't.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Jonathan did write that, but as I commented, his paper was about 10 months old.
Right.
And in fact, that was his comment, was that it wasn't until he created the PowerPoint presentation and did an actual presentation that anyone noticed what he had written back in October of 2013. So anyway, so that was old news. And so to everyone who tweeted me, thank you for the correction. And that's corrected.
Although, as Renee Ritchie was pointing out, the jailbreak is the bigger security flaw. I mean, if you're going to really talk about security issues, the fact that you can jailbreak it is a huge security issue, right?
Yeah, although that, as I understand it, that's still, I mean, it requires the user themselves to jump through all kinds of hoops in order to make that happen.
It's not like, yeah. Although there have been one single button jailbreaks.
I almost think that, I mean, this is like me saying it ought to just be something you can do.
Yeah.
It ought to not be this cat and mouse game between the consumer who owns the device and Apple who is fighting them over control. If the consumer knowingly says, I want freedom, they ought to be able to just press the button and get it.
That's how it is on Android. There's a checkbox that says, is it okay to buy stuff in third-party stores? You check that box. They warn you. There's a risk inherent, and then you just do it.
Yeah, and there's something you press like 7 times too, isn't there? And then
but you don't need to do that to jailbreak an Android device. You just it's a setting. Jailbreaking on the iPhone only really does one thing. It allows you to buy from somebody besides Apple, buy apps or download apps from somebody besides Apple.
It also or to install apps other than from the curated controlled environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's a checkbox in Android. There is other stuff. Yeah, you can turn on developer mode by tapping something 7 times. And then many Android phones, but not all, can be rooted, which is really more, for people like us who understand computers, that's, getting...
well, who know what the word root means.
Yeah, super user permission.
If you don't know what that is, you should not
do it. No. But that's that's the clear and distinct difference between iOS and Android. And if you want that, you should use Android. Boom.
Yeah.
It seems risky.
And I heard you mentioning also that Samsung, despite their massively heavy advertising, is not the Android device you should buy.
Yeah.
You were liking the HTC phones.
I currently use a HTC One, but there are many good choices, including if it were easier to get, I'd probably recommend this very inexpensive but very nice OnePlus One phone. It's only $300-some bucks, and it's a really nice state-of-the-art phone.
And there was just was it a law passed or an no, I think it was, didn't Obama sign an executive order?
He hasn't signed it yet. It is a law that both the House and Senate have passed. And the reason, this is that says you have the right, a legal right to unlock your phone after you've had it for the contract period. It's come and gone. I think it was the Librarian of Congress that said you could do it.
How did they get their feet in there? I thought Library of Congress.
They're responsible for copyright and trademark and IP protection. I know, isn't that weird? It's just weird. The whole world is weird. The U.S. world is weird. Everybody in Europe's really? Going, wait a minute, you don't have, it's the, wait a minute, what are you saying? In Europe, it's not only legal, it's required that the carrier unlock the phone.
Well, I love the idea of the freedom that would create after you've, fulfilled your contract and you're not happy.
Well, of course, you bought this hardware. You should be able to run it any way you want.
And it's not cheap. I mean, it's seriously expensive stuff. I mean, Apple's rolling in cash.
So AT&T's done this for a while and allowed customers to do this for a while. Now it's required that everybody offer that. Well, as soon as President Obama signs it.
Will be,